Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is a presidential election season, and we're going to be doing a lot of fact-checking, and part of that will be an editorial partnership we're beginning today with PolitiFact, the nonpartisan fact-checking website from the nonprofit Poynter Institute. We start with their deep dive into that recent statement about the January 6th insurrection from independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who could tilt a close election between Republican former President Trump and the Democratic sitting President Biden. Kennedy has a history of making false statements, including about vaccines, and his claims about the attack on the Capitol echo falsehoods from Trump. Amy Sherman is senior correspondent with PolitiFact. Amy, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And I'm going to read the whole statement that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. posted on April 5th. And this was, of course, about the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. He said, "I haven't examined the evidence in detail, but reasonable people, including Trump opponents, tell me there's little evidence of a true insurrection. They observe that the protesters carried no weapons, had no plans or ability to seize the reins of government, and that former President Donald Trump himself had urged them to protest peacefully." Now, you decided to take a deep dive into the claim that the protesters carried no weapons. We should say that, you know, we are not, you know, fact checkers like you in that moment. We saw with our own eyes that there were insurrectionists that day wielding flagpoles and throwing a fire extinguisher at police officers. What did you look at?
I looked for court records. So I found statements to the media by the U.S. Attorney's Office about numerous defendants who were convicted with weapons offenses. Some were found with guns at the Capitol, and one also had a knife. Other defendants used other items that could be turned into a weapon. For example, a fire extinguisher or a flagpole, which defendants used to assault police officers. Federal prosecutors publish an update on the Capitol breach cases every month, and that most recent update said there had been approximately 129 people charged with using deadly or dangerous weapons or causing serious bodily injury to an officer that day.
You point out court records in the cases of nearly 1,400 defendants are now giving you more details about those who carried weapons. Tell us about some of those.
So we had one person who was convicted of carrying two loaded guns on the Capitol grounds and assaulting law enforcement officers, Mark Mazza. He brought a revolver. He had shotgun shells. He admitted to police that he was armed with a second firearm, a loaded semi-automatic pistol. There was a man, Guy Reffitt, who was found guilty of multiple charges. One was entering restricted grounds with a firearm. Another man was found with a pocket knife, several rounds of ammunition, and a pistol.
Yeah. You label the misinformation. What did you label Kennedy's claim?
We rated Kennedy's statement "pants on fire." That is our rating reserved for the most ridiculous falsehoods. And at PolitiFact, three editors have to agree on a rating before we publish it.
Well, and after it was published, the Kennedy campaign retracted his statement. What did they say?
Correct. They posted an update on their website saying that they retracted the part of his statement that the protesters had no weapons. They wrote, "My understanding that none of the January 6 rioters who invaded the Capitol were carrying firearms was incorrect. Several have been convicted of carrying firearms into the Capitol building. Others assaulted Capitol police with pepper spray, bludgeons, and other makeshift weapons. This behavior is inexcusable."
Amy, I have to ask, just a casual following of the news, we knew that people were being convicted and sent to prison for carrying firearms into the insurrection. What is your sense of why a candidate who's getting as much attention as Kennedy, what's your sense of why he would say that?
You know, Kennedy had already been in the news on the topic because previously his campaign sent fundraising emails that called defendants, quote, activists who had been stripped of their constitutional liberties. But we've seen all the major candidates talk about January 6th. Biden talks about it as a way to attack Trump. Trump continues to defend his actions. He said that he told supporters that day to act, quote, peacefully. And he did use that word in his speech shortly before the attack, but he also urged the crowd to fight and go to the Capitol. And Trump has said he would issue pardons, but he hasn't been specific about to whom and for exactly which offenses. I think voters can expect to hear more from federal candidates about January 6th this year because the prosecutions of some defendants remain ongoing.
Amy Sherman, senior correspondent with PolitiFact from the Poynter Institute and our new editorial partners for fact-checking as we head into this presidential election season. Amy, thank you.
Thank you very much.